Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, where we interview people in the WordPress community from all over the world. Every guest is asked the same questions, and every guest has wonderful and varied answers about their history and their hopes. Special thanks to our espresso-level sponsors, Bluehost, WS Form, and Beaver Builder. And now, on with the show. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. I'm your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, serving up the WordPress stories from around the world. And today my guest is Chris Vanover, who is the Senior Director of Product Management at Newfold Digital. Chris, welcome to the store. Welcome to the show. I almost said to the store. I don't know why.
Thank you.
It's the end of the day. Glad and to I'm be like, here. Whatever. Yeah, it's so good to have you here. And it was nice to meet you in Asia. So we actually met face to face not too long ago at WordCamp Asia.
It was nice to meet you there. Yes. Yeah. Great trip.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of flying. It was a lot of airplane time.
A lot. And a lot of jet lag on both ends.
Oh, absolutely. Where are you located normally when you're not in Asia?
Arkansas. Yep. Oh, Southern okay. U.S. Yep.
So. Very good. And I'm in Rochester, New York. So, so a little bit out of our time zone when we were over in Taipei. But it's good to be home. So, for those people who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah. So I'm the Senior Director for Hosting Product Management at Bluehost, which basically means we help develop products and deliver products to the market. And as they go, as a product manager, we just make sure that that product meets what the customer is needing, right? Filling the business need, the customer need, and we don't, miss the target, right? We get what the business needs and what the customer needs, and we meet the goals of the delivery. So, and you're really kind of the glue, between the engineering, the business, the customer, just making sure we're all in sync and delivering the correct product.
Does that mean that you're not usually the face of the company, the one doing the podcast and things like that?
No. I'm normally stay behind the curtain and just, communicate between everybody. Being out in front, it's a little outside my comfort zone, but
well, we're doing you're doing good so far. So just hang in with me. We're gonna get through it. I ask everybody to bring a mug and something to drink and to tell us the story. So show us your mug.
Yep, this is my mug. Yep, very simple. On my coffee, WP Coffee Talk. I really only started drinking coffee about 3 years ago. And it was just a diet thing. I've been a Coke guy my whole life and, just chug Cokes all day. And someone told me, like, you really ought to try coffee. I'm like, oh, I hate the taste of coffee. And I'll give it a few weeks. And so it was really right before the pandemic, I switched, started drinking coffee, half milk, half coffee for the first few weeks. And now it's black coffee. And so I fill this up every morning with coffee. It lasts me, most of the morning. And then throughout the day, I'll switch to other drinks that are a little less caffeinated. Mm-hmm. I can't drink coffee. It's water today, this afternoon, because it's afternoon. Yeah. Caffeine will keep me up all night. So I cut it off in the morning. So a cup of water right now.
So I was in my late 40s before I started drinking coffee too. So we are the exception, not the rule, by the way, because most people start a lot earlier. But I'll show you my mug today. So my mug is Stand For What You Stand On. And that was a campaign for when I was with GiveWP. I mean, I'm still with GiveWP, but I don't work specifically for that brand anymore. And I also have water in my glass because it is after 5 o'clock and I too would like to sleep at some point this evening. So it's all water from this point out. So tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
Really, when I came to Bluehost 5 years ago, my background is technology development, and I've also had a lot of cloud experience. And so I came over to the hosting side of WordPress, of Bluehost. And that's really where I got started with WordPress. Up to that point, it was just generic cloud application development. And so here at Bluehost, it was a website hosting specifically, and then moved into WordPress more specifically.
Oh, very cool. And how do you find the community?
Outstanding. We just mentioned WordPress Asia. I was blown away. It's very different. I've been in technology for a long time, been to a lot of different conferences, the old Comdex conferences and be in Vegas with 100,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these different vendor conferences. And it was very different. It wasn't a vendor conference. It was mm-hmm. a user conference. You know, the community with WordPress, you know, I was aware of the community, but just going there and getting that first time experience, it was unlike anything else. And it was, and it wasn't just a bunch of, you know, geeky developers, right? It was, mm-hmm. was the community, it was the creatives, yeah. you know, the collaboration, the, you know, it was very, very different. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to the next one as well.
Absolutely. One of the nice things too, is, you know, we work in remote circles now, right? So most of us are right. working remotely. And one of the really nice things about WordCamps is you get to actually see the coworkers, your own coworkers that you may never have actually been in the same room with before, which is super cool too.
Yeah.
And you've got you got a good team. Yeah, you've got a lot of really good people.
We did. And we're spread out all over the world. We're a very virtual company. And so, yeah, I met people, you know, from Europe and Asia that, you know, I speak to occasionally, but never met face to face. It was great to be able to hang yeah. out with them.
Yeah, as well. That's one of my favorite things for sure. So being in the business that we're in, we see a lot of websites. So my next question is, what is something that you think that we as web builders, developers, designers, whatever label we put on ourselves, what do you think we don't focus enough attention on that would actually, if we did, make our sites better for the end user?
Well, I think a lot of times it depends on our perspective. And I've noticed this that even with myself, as a developer, a lot of times I spend too much on the functionality and I build a really ugly site, right? Whereas this, and I'm, because I'm not, I don't consider myself very creative, but at the opposite, we see a lot of people that are very creative, beautiful site, but boy, is it slow, right?
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times it just depends. We don't cross over to the other side of our brain enough to get the full function, you know? So I would say it's just whoever you are getting, you know, a well-rounded site.
That's where collaboration comes in really useful, right?
Absolutely.
Where you have,
right.
Where you can have creatives working with developers who are technically, you know, geniuses, and you get it all together and it's like the perfect right. website kind of comes to light.
Yeah. Right. You know, stay with your gift. And then pull in others for their gift. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. It's like, I'm not the best graphic artist, but man, do I look good now that Canva exists, right? Like those yes. kinds of things.
Yeah.
Thinking back, I know you said you've been, you know, in the WordPress community, like about 5 years or so. What is something that during that time that you've learned that you wish you'd known sooner, like that would have made life a whole lot easier if only you had known this one thing existed?
Oh, that's a difficult one. A lot of it is just ease of use. I wish I had spent more time early on just diving into WordPress, right? Mm-hmm. I came from the hosting side, and so I was doing a little bit of everything. You know, if I had the crystal ball, I would have just dove right in on day one and said, I'm going to become a WordPress expert rather than, being the jack of all trades, just try to concentrate on mm-hmm. it. Of course, there's a lot more resources today to learn WordPress than it was 5 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, and when I started 12 years ago, there were even fewer. And I was just like, somebody teach me this thing.
Yeah. And of course, it's also a lot easier today as well.
Yes.
You know, with Gutenberg and blocks, and you know, that's a lot of things we've struggled with as a hosting provider, is we get a lot of new customers that come in and says, hey, I hear that WordPress is what I need, so give me WordPress. And then they say, what's that WP admin thing? You know, and they struggle. And so, you know, we've done a lot of work there with, you know, with Wondersuite and those kind of things, really help mm-hmm. those new users, you know, get up and running.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of times they'll go to a proprietary builder and they'll come back a month later and says, okay, I built my site, but I can't do anything I want because I'm so limited. And so we've really, really pushing WordPress for the whole gamut.
Yeah, CMS that you can learn how to use, and that there's resources in the community, YouTube, you know, LinkedIn Learning, all of those things. It really does make it easier for people to build and maintain their own websites for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you'll never outgrow it, right? It'll do whatever you can.
So. Yeah, exactly. There are some people though who are still like clinging to the classic editor, and you will have to wring it from their cold dead hands. But I'm a block girl now, so I'm all about leading into blocks, which is a good thing for sure. When you think about some of the events that you might have attended, whether it's WorkCamp Asia or other places, what's an event or a moment that has happened at one of those events that you can tell us about that made a difference for you, whether it was inspirational, pivotal, interesting? Like, what's something that you can share with us from an event?
Yeah, so I just go back to the community day at WordPress. Being my first one, I didn't contribute. I was so overwhelmed. I really wanted to take it in and just go table to table, and talk about, well, the photo guys, what are y'all doing, right? And the documentation, how are y'all? So it wasn't one specific thing. It was that whole day, just get it all in. And so now I can look forward to the next one and where I want to, sign up and contribute that day.
It is a pretty cool thing, those contributor days. I'll tell you, I went to camps for years before I had enough confidence to actually attend contributor day, because earlier on I thought like contributing just meant code and I wasn't a coder. But there's so much you can do, and I often table lead for the photos table. It has nothing to do with code. It's teaching people how to do good things with photos, so it's a lot of fun for sure.
I felt guilty not contributing that day, but I was like so overwhelmed. It's like I've got to figure it all out so I can be ready the next time.
There were over 700 people in the room too. It was loud and it
It
was
was.
busy, and it was pretty awesome though. It really was. So Bluehost, I have a lot of friends that work at Bluehost. I work for a different hosting company myself, but I love us all. I try to stay agnostic on my own podcast, but there, first of all, like you just have some phenomenal people that work with you over there. But you also just released something brand new. So tell us about Bluehost Cloud.
So it's a brand new product. We've worked with Automattic, it's the creators, inventors of WordPress, and taken their WP Cloud product and merged it with the Bluehost brand. So really allows us to go upscale. Right? We have a lot of options today, from shared hosting for WordPress, VPS, Dedi, but this new Bluehost Cloud product allows us to move upscale into the pro freelancers and agencies. So it's a product that is proven. So it runs today. It runs WordPress.com and a lot of really high volume websites. So it's very, very fast, and it has the availability and scalability, reliability that agencies need, right?
Nice.
So you pick your data center, you have automatic failover, and you get to choose the resources. So you buy a pack of resources, and if you have 10 sites, you just divide your resources out among those 10, 25, 50 sites. And if you have a surge in a social media campaign or marketing that's really taken off, adjust your resources up for that site. And when it's over, bring your resources back down. You have, a professional site that is scalable, but also very affordable. Right? You don't have any add-ons. So everything's included: backup, certs, malware scanning. Everything you need is included and unlimited. There's no cap on bandwidth or visitors. So unlike some of the competitors, you're not going to get a surprise bill at the end of the month. And then we paired it with our support plans, or our support team, and we pulled together a lot of our WordPress experts in the company, put them on one team dedicated to this one product. So when a Bluehost Cloud customer has a question or a problem, they call in. They don't deal with a frontline support agent. They go directly to a WordPress professional that understands WordPress thoroughly and can help them out with their issues. So
That's good. That makes a
we're
difference.
yeah, we're very, very, very proud of it. I mean, and we've got great reviews. The performance is outstanding.
Nice. Nice. I haven't experimented with it yet. Maybe I'll talk to you later about that and take a little tour.
We'll get you set up on let you try it out.
That'd be fun. So I have a question that we didn't talk about in advance, but I was a diehard cPanelist. Like I loved cPanel, and I know a lot of people hate cPanel, right? Like Paper Lantern, that was my thing. I learned it. That's probably why. Like I knew how to do everything in there. Have you also, like a lot of other hosts, kind of either hidden away or gotten rid of the cPanel and made a much easier interface for your
Yes, for Bluehost Cloud, yes, we have a simplified interface that's also optimized for multi-site
Nice.
management, multiple websites, right? So if you're an agency, you've got a lot of domains, you've got a lot of sites, staging sites, production sites, everything. So we make it very easy to manage and scale there. So,
Nice. And backups and all of that, I'm sure are there too.
Yep. Everything is there. Performance metrics, access logs.
I
Yeah,
love
it's
it.
all there.
Let me ask you another question. So a few years ago, I was working on a site. I'm not going to say who the site was. I'm not going to say where it was hosted, but I was working on a site that was suddenly like DNS. Like we got this huge denial of service. The site went down and I started getting ransom notes through text messages or through DMs. And more than one account, they tracked me into different accounts. I kept blocking them, telling me I needed to send $5,000 in Bitcoin for them to like back off kind of thing. Instead, I just talked to the host who upped the resources, turned the site back on, and then when they finally like went away because they realized they weren't going to do anything, we just reset the resources again. Is that something that people can do through Bluehost Cloud as well? So if they're running into issues.
We've got a global CDN that will generally protect you from most every denial of service attack. We've also got the web application firewall, which is the next layer. And then because of the global CDN, once you hit that, you're on our network. So if they're attacking a particular IP address, we just move you to another IP and just let
Nice.
them, eat some, dirt.
Yeah. Well, and it's like when you're in like an in insiders, like we know who to call, we know how to do. But for people who are like the mom and pops, like building their own websites, and suddenly they don't know what to do, knowing that they can call in, talk to their host, and have that those problems solved, I think is really important. So it's good to hear.
With our experience, managing over 2 million websites, unfortunately, it's something we deal with on a daily basis,
For sure.
every single day. And generally, we do a great job and the customer never even knows it, right? We see the attack. We implement mitigation and just move on. And it keeps us busy, but we protect the customers.
I mean, that's why people have jobs, right? Job security. That's awesome. Well, I'm happy to hear about it. I had Jocelyn Hendrickson on the show last year talking about your stores and things like that, all the Bluehost products. And it's like you guys just keep innovating and coming up with some more things and making strategic partnerships. And congratulations. There's a lot of really good stuff happening over there.
Thank you. They've got a lot of great stuff. Just to call out Jocelyn's team, they've got the Wonder Suite.
Yes.
They're adding AI there into that. Everyone's bringing out AI, but we've got AI from the builder and several other things within Wonder Suite, and that'll also work with Bluehost Cloud, right? So
Nice.
agency comes in, sets up these sites. They can use the Wonder Suite to help automate a lot of the building and not do it all manual, and allow them to do more what their gift is, right? And not do the menial tasks. Let AI do a lot of that stuff for them.
And I'm also constantly impressed with how you have people in your company also serving as resources within the community. So thank you for being community minded within Bluehost as well and Newfold.
We'd like to give back because we're all WordPress users and we've got to keep moving it forward.
Exactly. And I love that we can all sit down to a meal together and it's not about who's got more more clients and who's competing for. It's just like we're all just contributing to the community and there's enough pie to go around.
We're all there and all the vendors go around and get each other's swag.
I may have a few Bluehost things in my desk, I admit. Yeah. And you might have a Stellar pin. I don't know. It's good. Well,
I
let's move
cannot
into
confirm or deny.
exactly right. I have a bulletin board over here that has over probably 500 WordPress pins on it now, and I have Bluehost pins and Yoast pins and who else have I got over there? I don't any hosting company. I've got them all up there, and just my collection grows at every WordCamp, which is a lot of fun. So. Absolutely. I take pictures every once in a while and people look on Face or on Twitter and they're like, I don't see mine. What's your address? I'll send you a pin, which is fun. A lot of fun. Well, let's move into the rapid fire questions. As I always say, they're not really rapid. They just maybe shorter answers than other things. But take the time that you need to answer them. And so here we go. What are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Yeah, so my background is primarily as a systems developer, engineer, operations, and so I'll say forms, a form plugin of some type. We spoke about it actually at WordCamp Asia a little bit, but some type of a form plugin is required. But then I got to jump back to my background, a performance plugin, performance monitoring, right? Understand how is your system performing. What's working, what's not working, and then a backup, absolute backup. And every time I don't have a backup, it bites me and I regret it.
And it's and we can more and more we can rely on our hosts for backups, but any good designer, developer, builder also has a backup somewhere off of their hosting site just in case catastrophic whatever happens, right? So it's just a little security blanket. I learned that the hard way once upon a time, and that's a story for another day. We won't talk about that today.
And that's why when we built out the Bluehost Cloud, it's automatic.
Yeah.
You create a site, backups are on.
Absolutely.
Just like you pull up, if I pull up Word, document autosave should be on. I don't want to have to
Exactly.
learn after hours and hours of work.
Right.
Oops.
Exactly. How many pages have you typed already? Exactly. No, that's not good. And I like that WordPress has versioning too, right? So like you don't lose that unless you purposely delete it, which is a good thing too. So at any point in your WordPress or business journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor or maybe somebody kind of you looked up to and tried to emulate? And can you tell us who that was?
I'll probably gonna surprise him here, but a coworker, Chris Miles, he's a internal Bluehost WordPress. I'll be nice and call him SME. But anytime I have a question about WordPress, I can go to Chris and he'll graciously give me every little detail about it. So,
Solid salt of the earth person too. Really, really good person. Yeah. I will approve that message. you can't mention Chris for the next one though. You can't have the same answer twice. So, who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Well, you might consider this a cop out, but I'm going to mention it because it is such a major person. That's Matt Mullenweg, right? And not just because he was one of a co-founder for WordPress, but he has such a difficult job, right? And I know he takes fire every day. From the .org versus .com and all the decisions that have to be made. And I can't imagine how difficult his job is
Yeah.
to ride that line. And so I admire him for being able to continue to support really one of the largest open source projects out there and keep it moving in addition to the commercial side that he has. So I admire him for that.
Yeah. When you say that, the phrase comes to mind often of our specifically about Matt Mullenweg is that heavy is the head that wears the crown, because like it really is all on him a lot of the time for sure. And if somebody's gonna suffer the slings and arrows, it is definitely usually on his back. So yeah, he's a good guy. He really is.
And I was watching one of your other podcasts. You'd mentioned, he's very personable and that, and he is. And that's more difficult there because people always want to give him their opinion, right? You should do it this way, you should do that way,
Yeah.
and go WordCamp Asia, he did the Q&A and he had difficult questions, right? And he was very nice about answering them and moving on. And
Yep.
but yeah,
Thinks on his feet.
difficult
Yeah,
position.
for sure. For sure. So what's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet?
I want to get deep down into the guts. I want to really be a developer in WordPress. I wouldn't mind, getting into core WordPress and really understanding more about that. I've really tackled it from the hosting side, and the website development side. I'd like to get into the core piece. I'm not sure if I will, but it's something I'd like to
I mean, they're always looking for people. It's a possibility.
do.
We can connect you if you ever want to explore a little deeper for sure.
All right.
What's one of the biggest mistakes that you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from
Not doing a backup.
it?
Deleting the site,
That's mine too.
I knew I had it. I knew I had a backup, but it was just a test site and it wasn't a huge deal, but it was several hours of work that I got to do a second time. But I'm sure it was more efficient the second time.
You know that you do learn something, right? For sure. Mine was not that I lost the site as much as it got hacked and I didn't have a backup, so I had to clean it as opposed to just redeploying it. So that wasn't fun. It was several years ago before there were automatic backups and things like that. And yeah, no, my mistake. But I learned a lot that weekend, let me tell you. It was also shared hosting and it was 12 sites that got infected. So, so anyway. That's again another story for another day. What is your proudest WordPress moment?
It's got to be this product, Bluehost Cloud. Just because we've actually a very, very tight timeline, and so the teams did an amazing job in developing and rolling this out. We spent a few months last year meeting with agencies, potential customers, and really understanding, what they wanted from a product, what the competitors offered them, what the competitors didn't offer them, what they liked, didn't like. And so that whole process was great. And then the product that we delivered at the end by all the teams was a very proud moment.
I can imagine. And when it like hit the masses, and I think I got the story before a lot of other people because of the work I do. So it was embargoed at first. And I was like, ooh, people are going to love or hate this because they're going to be jealous or they're going to love it, right? Kind of thing. So yeah, no, I think it's good reason to be proud for sure. What a lost track of my questions because I was thinking about that. If you weren't working in web or web tech at all, what's another career that you might like to try?
That's another strange answer. A professional basketball player.
Oh, okay.
So now it would never happen because I have an athletic ability. So, you didn't say you had to be realistic,
No,
but
not at all.
my wife played basketball in college, and two of my sons played college basketball. And it's made me kind of jealous. Like, I would have kind of liked to have been able to play basketball, but it
Yeah.
would never happen. I don't have athletic ability. But if I could just do it all over and had no limitations and had actual athletic ability, yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
That sounds like fun. You could have been like another Michael Jordan. Who knows?
Who knows?
What's something on your bucket list?
Skydiving.
Really? Yeah, not
Want to do
me.
it? There's still a little bit of a would I back out the last moment, but I don't think so. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I think if
Just
you get all the way up,
the
if you get all the way up there, you there's like there's too much pressure to back out. You can't back out at
yeah.
that point.
I'm such a cheapskate. You're right. If I paid the money to do it, I would not allow myself to back out. It's like, no, you've paid your money. You're gonna do it.
You're jumping out of that plane. That's fun. I admire people who have the bravado to be able to just like step out into thin air like that. I have never been, nor will I ever be that woman. So, show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that people in WordPress might not know about.
Like to do woodworking.
Oh, cool.
The yeah I have a in our garage I have a small which small workshop, and I don't do much, but it's a great way to just kind of check out and do something different, and it's almost a form of meditation to relieve the stress.
What kinds of things do you build?
Bowls, cutting boards,
Okay.
small tables,
Oh, very cool.
some wood, some little wood, some epoxy, some
Yeah,
different stuff.
I am on the creative side of TikTok, so I see those kinds of things.
Oh yeah.
What And it's fascinating. And I just, yeah, it's beautiful too. I love it. So you'll have to share some photos later of some of the work that you've done for sure. I'd love to see that. Well, if people are interested in Bluehost Cloud and if they're interested in Chris Vanover, how do we get in touch with any of the you and the company?
So bluehost.com. We have all of our plans there, including the new Bluehost Cloud products. You know, it's targeted towards agencies, but it's really for anybody that's looking for a high performance, highly available website. And you can find me on the system formerly known as Twitter at Tall Kids Dad and Kids with a Z.
Ah, very good. And we will have all of those links in the show notes. So if you are listening to this episode, just go to wpcoffeetalk.com, find Chris's episode, and all of those links will be in the show note, along with a transcript of today's episode. Chris, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. It was great to get to meet you in Asia, and it's really nice to spend some time getting to know you a little bit better today.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much. It was great. I enjoyed it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. And we'll see everybody else on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. We hope you enjoyed this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Please share it with others who you know would enjoy hearing from the people who make the WordPress community the wonderful place that it is. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or a sponsor, please visit our site at wpcoffeetalk.com.